Bucky McCaw here with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast, evangelizing on chickens, poop, and sanity. Now that spring is here, we've been taking the hens out to the public gardens we tend in Astoria, Queens, New York. The truth is, we get less work done that way, because even more people want to stop and talk to us when they can also meet the chickens. But it's worth it to spread the gospel of chickening. It used to be, 5 years ago and more, that when people saw hens anywhere outside a chicken farm, they'd say, "Is that a chicken?" Or, "What is a chicken doing here?" Nowadays, the gospel of chickening has been broadcasted widely, and folks recognize the basic morphology of fowl even beyond the generic rooster or foghorn leghorn lookalike. And they even know that fresh eggs are better. But still, they say, "What about the poop?" and crinkle their nose, imagining a stench that is already not in front of them. And I say, "Yes, the poop may be the best part." And I also say, "The chickens have been pooping this here garden. Can you smell it?" "No." "Not only that, but there are many pounds of poop deposited in this here garden over the last few weeks, and it's exactly why this garden smells like greens and flowers. I'm convinced that my flock's poop smells so sweet because my chickens eat only kitchen scrap, whole grains, fresh greens, bugs, and worms. More importantly, I've learned because I don't feed them processed foods with added preservatives or chemicals like antibiotics. And the chickens are not overcrowded. You know, before the chemical fertilizer revolution, chicken manure was viewed as having pretty much equal value to eggs and meat as a usable product of chickenry. It is worth noting that male chicks weren't routinely slaughtered at birth to the extent they are now. It was okay to have an excess of roosters around because it meant that much more valuable fertilizer. Maybe also because they're harder than hens to catch and slaughter, and notoriously bad eaten for the trouble of plucking. Chicken manure is the richest animal manure, and what green thumb types like to refer to as NPK. N for nitrogen, P for phosphorus, and K for potassium. Most gardeners recommend that chicken manure be aged before adding it to the garden, because it's so rich in nitrates it will burn plants if applied directly. However, I have to tell you that I've blended my flock's poop with compost and added it to my gardens with very little aging period other than it looks like it's done, which in the case of food scraps composted at an accelerated rate due to the inclusion of chicken poop means 1 to 3 months, depending on the weather. I've also put small amounts directly on my gardens late in the season, or often just left it there after the chickens deposit it, and I've never seen burning. Indeed, I wasn't sure what this burning was until I finally saw an example on someone else's garden, a new urban farmer who was using commercial fertilizer. Of course, you can get even more NPK from commercially produced chemical fertilizers, but maybe more than you bargain for. And I'm not just talking about burning your tomato vines. Ammonium nitrate, a powder, is popular as an ingredient in dry fertilizer because it's very soluble in the soil, and the nitrate can move deep into the root zone under wet conditions. It is applied directly to the soil. Anhydrous ammonia, for without water, is a gas fertilizer that is injected to the soil with special equipment. Both are very hazardous if not handled according to manufacturer's instructions, which are pretty complex. Both are potentially explosive. Large-scale production of ammonium nitrate began in the 1940s when it was used for munitions during wartime. After the end of World War II, ammonium nitrate became available as a commercial fertilizer. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is supposed to track the manufacture, storage, and use of commercial fertilizer because of its potential to be intentionally detonated, like the Oklahoma City bombing in 1995. One of the worst disasters in U.S. history occurred in April 1947 when a ship loaded with ammonium nitrate, the solid fertilizer, caught fire while docked in Texas City, Texas. The fire caused an explosion that damaged more than 1,000 buildings. And as you probably know, on April 17th of this year, a huge blast in a West Texas factory producing both the solid and gaseous nitrogen fertilizers resulted in 14 deaths, at least 200 injuries, and extensive property damage for several blocks. It's still not entirely clear what kind of accident or negligence caused the massive explosion, and I wouldn't count on any solid finding soon, never mind an overhaul of the industry. Consider that just a few years ago, on April, again, 2010, an explosion at the Tesoro Corporation in Anacortes, Washington, killed 5 workers instantly and severely burned 2 others, who died as a result of their wounds. About 3 weeks after that, the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig blew up in the Gulf of Mexico, killing 11 workers and unleashing a massive oil spill. The U.S. Chemical Safety Board investigations for these accidents still remain open, and the industry has changed little. Indeed, as I researched this episode, I saw an announcement for a brand new $1.5 billion fertilizer plant scheduled to open in Grand Forks, using natural gas from western North Dakota oil wells to produce fertilizer. Why is such a volatile and hazardous substance, stuff classifiable as a weapon of mass destruction, so popular? It's one of the most inexpensive ways to supply nitrogen to crops to increase yields for the nation's farms. Furthermore, because so much of our food is based on corn, which has high nitrogen requirements, we're greedy for the stuff. But the overuse of chemical nitrogen fertilizers causes soil acidification. Acidic soils have fewer nutrients for growing plants, and subsequent plant yields are smaller, causing an increasing reliance, call it an addiction, to chemical fertilizers. Crop rotation using plants that naturally fix nitrogen in the soil and rejuvenate the nutrients is the best way to keep the soil in balance and preserve the topsoil. A disadvantage to the aforementioned solubility of chemical fertilizers is that just as quickly as nitrogen gets to plants, it also quickly gets into drinking water, not good for us, and rivers and streams, not good for aquatic animals and plants. The overapplication of chemical fertilizers, which is basically standard operating procedure, is the main cause of low oxygen dead zones. Not so backyard chicken poop. Meanwhile, nitrous oxide in the atmosphere has risen by 20% since the Industrial Revolution, most of that in the last 50 years. Nitrous oxide being the most potent of greenhouse gases, 300 times more so than carbon dioxide. There's a bit of a debate about how much of that is from agriculture, but I can promise you, sprayable whipped cream and dentistry are a drop in the bucket compared to hastily applied, volatile fertilizers. I try to keep the broadcast positive, but sometimes even the sunniest evangelist has to throw in a little fire and brimstone. Can we ban chemical fertilizers and still feed everyone from our backyard gardens and hobby farms powered by chickens and their poop? Possibly not if we made such a change right away. But America's addiction to chemical fertilizer is just one part of the dangerous system of food production we've evolved. And it's complex. However, it's a system that seems likely to collapse spectacularly if we don't recognize all the compelling reasons to accelerate our transition to decentralized and more sustainable agriculture. You know, all that traditional jazz like crop diversity and rotation, and of course chickening. So cherish that chicken poop. And let others get a good sniff. And give out samples just the way you would eggs to be an ambassador of all the ways chickens can improve our lives. Remember to send in your comments and questions as input to Bucky at BuckyBacaw.org. And if you'd like to be on the show, an audio file would be extraordinary. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time.